The salt tern habitat before you is one of the rarest in Tampa Bay. Since 1950, the Tampa Bay area has lost more than 60% of this valuable habitat. Through the Robinson Preserve Restoration Project, 10 acres of salt tern have been created. Hi, I'm Melissa Kane-Nell with Manatee County Natural Resources Department, and I'd like to welcome you to Robinson Preserve. The removal of exotic invasive plants has opened up the land for native plants to flourish, and the preserve's new waterway system will help restore the tidal flow within the coastal habitats. Salt terns require a delicate balance of salt water, sand, and a very specific ground elevation in order to thrive. These coastal wetlands flood on high tide, leaving behind salty pools as the tide ebbs and the water evaporates. This creates very salty soils only habitable by a unique community of salt-tolerant plants, such as glasswort, saltwort, and succulent sea purslane. What may look like a barren landscape is actually teeming with life. Among the sparse plants are thousands of small holes, home to tiny fiddler crabs. These creatures play a vital role in this system, shifting through the sands to feed, filtering, and cleaning the sand as they roll it into tiny balls. A flash of pink reveals the presence of a rosette spoonbill, a visitor whose rarity matches the salt tern habitat itself. These shy filter feeders wade through the water using their spoon-shaped bill to dip and collect their food. There are a variety of ways for visitors to explore this unique coastal wetland. Robinson Preserve offers more than 5 miles of shell and coastal trails, plus 2.5 miles of paved trails for biking and rollerblading. For paddlers, Robinson Preserve's 2.5 miles of blue ways present a chance to navigate through mangrove tunnels, marshes, and more. Or scale the 40-foot-tall observation tower for an unforgettable view. The opportunities are endless.
To learn more about the Manatee River, dial 3. To learn more about nearby Perico Preserve, dial 33.